Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Hey, tomato lovers, this coming Saturday is your day because today on Local Focus, we've got folks from the Henderson County Tailgate Market and the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Office because Saturday is the 15th annual Tomato Festival at the Henderson County Tailgate Market. Joey Pop, good morning.
I'm ready.
Of course, you're always ready. Did somebody say tomatoes? And Karen Blado back with us from the Extension Office. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you guys here. You guys... I don't know how it is you do it, but you make tomatoes so exciting. You turn it into something much more than what a tomato is.
Well, you know what? Even more so this year, it's a banner year for tomatoes. We just met with some of our farmers last night.
Yeah.
And the tomato crop is out there. Up to 35 different varieties will be at the festival this Saturday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have 35 varieties
yeah.
right here?
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Let's tell everybody very quickly where the Henderson County Tailgate Market is.
100 North King Street, downtown Hendersonville. That's one block over from the old courthouse.
Yep.
We're located in the county parking lot of the building there between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
We see you there every Saturday morning.
Yes.
But this Saturday morning, really particular and really special because it's your 15th annual tomato festival. So what can we expect?
So there's going to be free tomato sandwiches. Mm. If that doesn't bring people out, I don't know what will.
Free tomato sandwiches.
Yeah, so last year we gave away over 800, didn't
yes,
we, Joey?
We did.
We're expecting that same number.
We do, and it's especially exciting because for the first time, Duke's Mayonnaise has decided to kick in all the mayonnaise for us. And you know what, Mark? We have history with Duke's. Did not really realize this until recently.
Uh-huh.
The recipe came from Abigail Duke in Greenville, South Carolina, where Duke Sandwich Company still does exist.
I have wondered about that.
Yes.
Every time I've passed by that place, I've wondered about that.
I had lunch there yesterday, so I had to get the history. And they said, Joey, she sold the recipe to the Sawyer Company, which is based in Richmond, Virginia. So we have a local connection with
wow.
a Southern favorite.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
We should add, too, for
Please
our
do.
Tomato festival, we spice up the Duke's mayonnaise
Ooh.
A little bit with basil.
Ooh.
A local vendor, Max Gonzalez, he does the basil mayo for us,
Ooh.
And that's going to be one of the ingredients in the tomato sandwich, and it's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So free tomato sandwiches
yes.
just for showing up.
Just for showing up.
Goodness gracious. What else are we going to get? Not that that's not enough. What else can we expect at Tomato Festival?
We're going to have music. The Apple Country String Band will be there performing. We're also going to have Tommy the Tomato. So if you want to come and get your picture taken with our tomato mascot, we're going to have face painting for kiddos, a kid zone. And of course, Cooperative Extension will have an education booth there.
Yes.
And we'll have some recipes for tomatoes and some samples to
uh-huh.
pass out.
We have Miss Shepherd, who's a realtor for Keller Williams. She's going to be one of our business sponsors also. So we're very
Charlotte
fortunate.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Charlotte will be there.
So we're going to have a big crowd between 8 and noon. We will be serving those dishes of great tomato sandwiches. And we have some great volunteers who have stepped forth.
Yeah.
Just our customer base. We must have at least a dozen customers who come on a weekly basis who said, we want to help you, Joey and Karen.
Wow.
So they're going to be in the sandwich tent making you the sandwich.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, a lot of prep. We've been excited about it.
You start talking about slicing tomatoes and spreading basil mm-hmm. mayonnaise
yeah.
yes,
over 800 times.
It is a lot of work. And people might be wondering, well, why is all this excitement around the tomato?
All right. I was going to ask that question.
So one thing I want to mention, especially for Henderson County, tomatoes are a big deal as far as a commodity and a crop that we produce here in our county. We're second for tomato production in the whole state of North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And it brings in about 6 million locally to our economy. So it's a really big crop for Henderson County. So we really want to promote that and show the customers how important this tomato is. And I'll keep going.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you for sharing that because
yeah.
we keep thinking apples, apples, apples.
And apples are
Years
still,
ago, it was figs, figs, figs.
Yeah, I mean,
now
apples are still number one as far as production
sure.
for the county, but tomatoes are second. The other really interesting thing about our county is that We house one of the leading tomato breeding programs in the world at NC State. And we have three tomato breeders, and they're housed in Mills River. And they have released varieties that are grown worldwide. If you buy anything in the store that starts with Mountain, that came out of NC State. And so something that's really interesting for this year is one of the tomato breeders is working on improved heirloom types. So everyone knows Cherokee Purple mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
So he's working on improving those. And we have three Henderson County Tailgate Market vendors that actually grew some of those this year, and we'll have them available for customers to buy. And then at my booth, I will have an education piece on some of these heirlooms that we're working on breeding from NC State.
And also Karen at her booth, which is the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, she's going to have games, recipes, and even, some tastings?
There is going to be a recipe to taste, and it's going to be a secret. I can't release that yet. I'm not.
Uh-huh. You got to come Saturday. Yeah.
Typically, when I have a secret like that, it's because I haven't decided on it yet. Yeah. So very good. Very good. But I know you well enough to know you have decided. This is exciting. It's the 15th Annual Tomato Festival coming up for the Henderson County Tailgate Market. Thanks for the education on the tomato.
Yeah,
educate
absolutely.
Us a little bit also on the tailgate market itself. That's been around a while, hasn't it?
It has. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary.
We did that just a few weeks ago.
You were really great of having us back for that. Well, we're going to have at least 30 vendors there on Saturday, not only selling these wonderful varieties of tomatoes, including the Biltmore tomato. Did you know we had a Biltmore tomato?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's delicious. We actually ate some yesterday. Mm-hmm. We've been prepping for this festival, and it's fantastic for these sandwiches.
You're tinted a little red. I have a feeling you've been eating a lot of tomato.
That and Duke's mayonnaise. I'm telling you what, Mark. It's been a good week.
Yes.
So
yes.
In addition to having tomatoes for sale, we're going to have all kinds of Henderson County produce. And it's a great year for produce.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there. We have squash. We have zucchini. Corn's coming in nicely.
Yeah.
Would you believe Honey Crisp apples will be at the festival this Saturday?
They're early.
That's early.
But they're going to be there.
Because I know there are some specific early varieties of apples, but mm-hmm. this is early for Honey Crisp, and that's what everybody loves.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Yeah. And things have been probably a week and a half early overall for a lot of the different crops this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Honey Crisp is here.
But just the fact that it's going to be a festival and very festive with the music and with the different types of activities taking place, the games. We have a kids' zone, so bring the kiddies on out.
Yeah.
Really have a good time and, of course, have your picture taken with Tommy Tomato.
We had a picture from the festival, I think it was last year, of a little girl, a hair tie pulled back, and she was digging into a tomato sandwich that was as big as her face.
You know what?
It was the cutest, sweetest picture. I think
we're still using that photo.
I love
She's probably in high school by now. I mean, that photo has been around. She's our little sunbeam girl.
It's
the best?
It is such a great photo.
It is a great picture. I love it because she's holding her hair back.
Yes,
I don't think she wants the tomato juice. It's like dripping down her chin to get into her hair.
You know what
it
is?
So cute.
I remember snapping that photo several years ago. She had a little tiny tattoo on her cheek.
Oh, yes. Yes, she got her face painted.
Yes. She had her, yes. And we will have a painting for the kids. We'll have face painting. Dina will be doing that for us on Saturday. So, yeah, she was showing off and eating that sandwich.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, free tomato sandwiches this coming Saturday at the Tomato Festival, the 15th Annual Tomato Festival, 8 a.m. until 12 noon at the Henderson County Tailgate Market.
Brian, and don't forget, as heard on the queue, every Saturday at the Tailgate Market, they accept SNAP, EBT, credit cards, and debit cards.
Yes, that's right. So cash is not necessarily king.
But we still take cash,
of course.
But not necessary.
Fantastic.
We're so fortunate to have that opportunity where we can offer cash debit and also SNAP EBT.
Yeah.
So, Brian, thank you for giving us that plug. Milton Butterworth's been helping us with that grant we got this year.
Fantastic.
That. Yes.
And again, we also want to say a big thanks to Duke's Mayonnaise for stepping up and providing the mayonnaise for the Tomato Festival.
It's an essential ingredient.
Right.
It just really is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially here in the South. Yeah. And our bread's being donated. Also.
Fantastic.
So all you need is a little salt and pepper and the help of our volunteers, and you're going to have yourself a delicious Southern treat.
So show up at the 15th Annual Tomato Festival, the Henderson County Tailgate Market right there on King Street, the one-way street on King Street, right here in downtown Hendersonville.
We're right next door to Downtown Tire.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. It's the Tomato Festival. Don't miss out. Get your free tomato sandwich. Let's see if we can't do more than 800 sandwiches this year. Will you give us a report afterwards?
We will.
Give us a report afterwards. Yeah. Karen Blado with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Office, thank you so much. And Joey Pop with the Tailgate Market. You guys are awesome.
Thanks,
great
Mark.
Energy. What you guys are doing with the Tailgate Market
Thanks,
is
Brian.
Awesome. All right, folks, it's coming up. It's the big 15th annual Tomato Festival at the Henderson County Tailgate Market this coming Saturday. Make sure to go and get yourself a free tomato sandwich, but also buy some delicious locally grown produce right there at the market.